Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I raise an army of zombies. Are they serving in the corpse?
Shut up!
It's time to die.
Stop!
And join Shut my, the fuck
and join my
up.
Army. And join my army.
I'm gonna kill you. I'd rather die than join the army.
I have someone cast Sanctify Corpse over me so that way I don't join your army.
You'll have, what's it called? Never mind, the joke's not funny anymore.
Nice try.
It's past its fucking ripe date.
It's past it. You have a contingency where you're like, the moment you go down, the spell activates, and you're like, fuck you, Derry. You won't be getting me this way.
Not today. Not this today. Lifetime.
Not now. Not later. Fuck you.
For that one joke.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Ritz, my good friend, my peer, my comrade.
Yeah.
Ritz, what happened last time?
Clears my throat. Last time on Total Drama Island, we defeated that that big scary wolf head man. He wasn't a head, he was a whole ass wolf.
Yeah, he was in fact, like, Howl the North Wind was not just a disembodied wolf head, he was in fact a giant talking wolf.
No, yeah, I got that part. Howl of the North, bitch. We defeated him, and we decided to cut his head off, and when we got back into town, we saw Grigori. On his usual bullshit. So,
yeah.
Alden threw Howl's fucking head at his feet, which was pretty sexy.
Thanks.
And from there, we kind of realized something was definitely up, and so we decided something's definitely the fuck up. So we consulted some of our more magically inclined friends, and we're informed that yeah, he's fucking charming people. So we decided that was enough of that shit, and we broke into Grigori's house.
Legally, because you do control the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, hold up, we didn't exactly
we
break
are the
in,
law.
We had a warrant.
Yeah, we are the law, but, that sounds bad. very suddenly I realize, but we waited for him in his own fucking kitchen to talk to him, and we sure as fuck did, and we learned that he is a spy from Patax.
Well, you don't know if he's from Patax.
Where else are you getting a fucking spy
from?
He was hired
by someone in Fort Drelev.
Yeah, which
is on the border.
Basically, part of Patax.
It is a vassal state of Patax. That's true.
Yes.
But it's also like you know that he was probably hired by someone else, the guy who hired Grigori. So you don't know how far back that goes.
We just know that it's a man with lots of money.
Yeah, because it's always a man with lots of money. Yeah.
That is
the final boss of our campaign. What happened after that?
Well, we we got definite proof that he was hired by somebody to, kind of defame us to our own fucking population. And we told him to get out. Just to get out of Kisela and never...
And
oh, wait,
no,
we put him, in jail. We put him in jail.
Yes.
Right?
We did put... Yeah, we did We did send him to prison.
Yep.
We sent him to federal prison.
Alden arrested him.
And now we have all of his stuff.
Yeah, now all of his stuff is ours.
All of your stuff
your
is now mine.
Your goods are forfeit.
And you made a lot of money off him, which is great.
Yeah. Good on us.
Hell fucking
yeah.
But before you entered downtime and spent that time, you know, making money, you did do something else, or like, were asked to do something else, weren't you?
Were we? Oh yeah!
So fucking can with you, Ritz.
Thanks. No doubles. You have to die now. But Alden's mom came to town. A very sweet little lady.
A while ago, yes.
Kind of scary, because she has a big, big, big weapon. And she's wanting to kind of go with us on a quest.
Mm-hmm. And have you got anywhere in particular taking her?
We're taking her to the Shambler, right?
That is one place you were thinking of taking her, but,
the Barbarian, the Barbarian, Cairn, right?
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, the Lonely Hollow, spoken of in Myth, except Jubilos Nartruple just found it, so.
No longer a myth.
That myth.
Yeah. What happened last time.
That's what happened last time. On Glee!
On Glee?
Now you're really not gonna put me in your army. have someone fucking cremate me.
I'll do it for you.
Are you oppressing Glee fans?
Yes. They should be oppressed.
Okay.
If you listen
so let's
to
actually
Glee?
Play Wait, now instead of Glee. Oppressing people in a minority like Glee fans.
Shut the fuck up.
So, let's. I think that we see. Not long after you left, we see Alden, Iker, Casca, and Bree. You're not used to traveling with a party of four, but she is very excited to be here. I think, Alden, you might be at the front of the group when you hear something, and it's... And this is a painting I had made of him when he was only 4 years old.
Oh, really?
Mom!
I really love to see that. Let me see it.
What are you doing?
Show us.
He used to wear his hair up in a little bun like that.
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
Shut up.
Look at little
Alden. I was just showing them the painting that I bring of you everywhere I go.
It's so adorable, Alden.
It's really cute.
Shut up, Iker.
You're a cute little baby.
Shut your mouth.
We're only telling you the truth, Alden. You're such a cute little kid.
She smiles as she puts the painting away, and she says, teasing Alden aside, it's really good to be here. I'm glad you're, you know, taking me on this little trip.
Of course. It's actually
we love to have you here.
Yeah, it's actually pretty exciting having another member.
Well, it's great to be on an adventuring party with my little boy, she says, punching his elbow a little bit.
He is a foot taller than her.
Have you done much adventuring outside of, you know, coming with us?
Oh, yes, all the time. I mean, like, I met Alden's dad when I was adventuring in, when I was in Belkson. That's when I met Alden's dad.
Oh.
I was, you know, searching for fame, fortune, a big, handsome man. And I got two of them. She teases a bit and says, And, well, after Alden was taken away from me when he was a kid, after my husband, you know, was taken away as well in a different sense, I certainly went adventuring looking for him. It was a darker period of my life, I'll be honest, but, you know, once I got him back, I settled down for a while to make sure that he could have a good childhood after all that. But then when he left, I tried a bit more, and, you know, I missed it. So, here I am. I've decided I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna do more adventuring, and I'm gonna live in my son's kingdom. She kind of, like, smiles up at him.
Technically, it's Icarus' kingdom.
Oh, yeah, but I... You know
it's
what
our
I mean.
Kingdom.
Don't undersell yourself, Aldi.
Yeah. Aldi.
Aldi.
Don't call me Aldi.
Would you rather, little boy?
Oh, no.
Icar?
Yes, Aldi.
You are so lucky that you're alive right now,
Icar. Lucky to be in your presence.
So, what is the path that you want to take? It's about 10-20 miles from St. Gilmore to the Lonely Hollow. If you continue down the Gudrun River, you might find the Shambling Mound. You're not sure whether or not you will, but you can hit it whether on the way up or the way back. But the Lonely Hollow is your ultimate destination today. So my question is, do you want to pass by the Gudrun River first or on the way back?
I think first would be good.
Yeah, we could try that.
Yeah.
Just get it right out of the way.
You say that to her and she's like, okay, nice. So what is it that we're looking... A shambler?
Yeah, shambling mound.
So what's the shambler like? I'm not really used to this kind of climate of monster. I know I've heard of them before, but I don't know what they're actually like.
Well, he shambles. He's kind of mound-shaped.
Shambles.
Yeah. Suitably vague, I love it.
He shambles.
You're welcome. It's great. I'm sorry.
He shambles and he's kind of a mound.
He's kind of a mound formed.
Okay.
I'm so fucking funny.
She's like, you know what? I'm all for it. I'd love to explore some new stuff.
Hell yeah. I like your spirit.
Thank you. I like yours too, she winks, trying to tease Alden even more.
Totally here for it.
He's not even attracted to women.
He's not. He's really not.
Okay, so I think you are traveling along the sort of banks of the Gudrun River.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets kind of swampy and muddy at one point. And then, eventually, you enter a particularly muddy area. You find a strange 20-foot-wide pool of bubbling mud sitting in a narrow defile between several hills as you go through the river. The mud is actually kind of warm as you enter it, almost like it's heated by geothermal activity. But it's not enough to... like burn you or anything. It's just pretty lukewarm. However,
gross.
What does suck is as you're going down the river, it stinks.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Sigh.
She like Bree covers her face as you come close, and she's like, "Oh my goodness, this stinks." And I've been in some stinky places.
Sure does reek. Yeah.
Don't like this.
Is it coming from like a specific place?
No, it seems to be just the mud itself, which as you look closer, it looks like, yeah, the source of it isn't so much the mud, but there's like mounds of fungus and mushrooms which are thriving from the bowl's banks.
Okay.
Some of the fungus even grows to height of 10 feet or more as you start coming closer.
Okay.
It's some big fungi.
And I think Bree, like, blinks a little bit and she says, So, are we supposed to be looking for, like, a specific tang here?
Well, there's supposed to be a shambling mound here, so it's, like, we need to find it, essentially.
She scratches her cheek and says, I mean, I don't see anything, though.
I mean, it could be hiding. There's a lot of things hiding around.
Look for shambled tracks.
How big is it? Shambled because, like, this thing, this place is, like, 20 feet wide, I'm guessing, so I can't really see anything.
How deep does the mud go? Other than, like, where we are right now.
Probably deep, right?
Hey, Casca. Well, I mean... Aren't you better at this nature thing?
I could try.
I mean, take out your fucking yardstick.
I was gonna say, I could just turn into a wolf and then Isaro and I could start digging, but sure.
That sounds really dangerous. Showing yourself in as a wolf?
A little bit, yeah.
It's more dangerous for the other guy.
Oh, into the mud? Oh my god, sorry, it just stinks so bad.
It's okay. Farm girl, I've dealt with probably a little bit worse. Maybe, I don't really recall too much.
You, as you're getting closer, like, dang. Am I sure I want to do this? Because this doesn't smell good.
Can she roll survival or something?
Sure. Roll me a survival check. What's your modifier?
My modifier, give me a second to open the sheet because I forgot to do that.
You're valid.
14.
Yeah, you can kind of tell that, like, it looks pretty deep. But, like, what's more noticeable to you is the fact that it's this... To even get close, it's going to be pretty bad. You're, like, atop a hill looking down it. If you get closer, that stench is gonna get bad.
Well, this is great.
Yeah.
So if I want to get any closer, the scent is just gonna get much worse after beyond this point, and the
Isror is backing away. He don't like the smell.
Yeah.
No, puppy.
He has a really strong nose. I don't want to do that to him. And yeah.
Don't overwhelm him.
And the mud is actually pretty deep. I could still try for a few feet and then maybe, but after a few feet I might just call it.
Okay, do you want to try get close?
I believe in you, Kika.
Get close to where the scent's gonna get bad, or get close.
Yeah, well,
the
whole mud bowl is stinky. As you get closer, it is gonna start like
getting worse.
You're gonna have to be careful not to like gag or anything.
Well, let's hope that you guys do. Let's see how far our limits go, and I guess she kind of takes careful steps going towards. Going deeper.
We love a challenge.
This is me you're talking about.
Okay, well, I need you to make me a fortitude save.
It's 12, okay. 15.
Yeah, okay. You kind of like... Yeah, it's bad. You almost gag for a second, but you're okay. And as you get closer, what do the others do? Do you two want to roll perception?
Yeah. Yes.
What's your perception modifier?
It's plus 11.
Okay, and Iker?
Plus 9.
Okay. Iker, you look down at the mud and, it doesn't look too bad to you. And Bree looks up at you and she's like, wanna go check it out?
You know, I really would love to. But man, I love these boots.
Wow.
She kind of shrugs and says, "Sit yourself," and starts like going down after Casca. Alden.
Mm-hmm.
You see it before anyone else does.
God damn it.
Oh no.
One particularly huge mound of fungus and rank vegetation near the shore of the mud bowl might be mistaken for a small hillock or moss-covered boulder. But you see it shift and blink. Huh?
I just saw that hill blink.
What?
I get it. Hills have eyes.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking serious, Edgar.
Really?
Casket, you're down there, and Bree's like coming up to you. Says, "Oh my god, this place stinks."
Not really a fan at all.
The hill. It blinked. I think I found it.
Oh,
you don't need to dig anymore.
And then it finds Dem.
Oh my god.
Because the creature whips up. Oh boy, does it whip up.
It's like that gif of the swamp man.
It's 25 feet tall.
Can I date him?
Son of a bitch.
It turns and like looks at you all and at Bree and Casca. And Bree says, "Ah shit." And it lets out a horrible, bubbling roar. As it jumps out, it immediately actually attacks Casca.
Yay.
So one of its tentacular arms slams out as it shifts from mound into shamble. So that is a 10 plus 15, that's 25 against your AC.
God damn it, yeah.
Okay. That does 2d10 plus 7 damage. So. Okay, that's 20 damage as it slams you as it comes out.
48 HP, okay.
Whew! And now combat begins. Everyone, I already rolled your initiatives.
You son of a bitch.
Okay. So, first in the order is Alden.
Mm-hmm.
Alden, you are atop the hill with Iker. Casca and Bree are at the foot of the hill near the mud. And Isror is at the top of the hill too.
Just three bros.
What do you do? Because this thing is right on top of your mom.
Alden's like, fuck. And he... One sec. Alden, runs at it with his sword. He's gonna set in charge, with his swords, and he's gonna attack.
Okay, so you're gonna run twice your speed and attack him.
Yeah.
Go for it.
He'll use the rusty longsword, so it's 15 plus 16.
That's what, 35?
31.
31. Okay, that is a crit.
Hell yes. On a crit, does it go flat-footed?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 6 plus 4. 10 mm-hmm. damage. 20 damage, really, but...
Ooh! 20 hot, hot damage from Alden coming off the bat and avenging his friend being slapped. Alden, mm-hmm. you have one action left.
Mm-hmm.
Just presumably this... you're exploring your swords. That's the kind of thing Alden does.
Are you kidding me?
Especially when you're near the place you were looking for.
This is, it did become flat-footed, right? Did it?
Yes, it is flat-footed. Thank you for reminding me of your crit specialization effect.
You're welcome. I whipped when I said that, by the way.
I'm gonna kill you.
He's attacking again. 7 plus 15.
22, that is a hit. Roll damage.
I rolled an 8 plus 4.
That's 12 more damage. You are slapping into this creature for daring hurt your very good friend.
Yeah. Listen. It's lesbian rights.
And coming within close vicinity to his mother.
Alden respects women.
Not wrong. He does.
So, it actually whips out its arm and it does a vine lash at you. So all three of you are within range. So it's going to attack all of you at once.
Okay.
That is a 12 plus 15. That is a 27.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah, but it's not too much.
This also hits Bree. So that is 12. That's 19 damage each. As it slashes all of you in a single whip attack. And it kind of burbles. It's like...
Ew.
And it... I don't think it's even going to attack. I think it's going to pull back into the swamp a little bit. I need everyone to make me a fortitude save except Iker. And... Because as you're standing by this... The stench of the mushrooms and the mud is getting to you all. It's bad.
One
second.
17.
28.
Okay. Alden, you are fine. Casca, you really like inhale and exhale and you're used to it. You're good. That is a crit on your behalf. Bree doubles over and starts retching, and she's like, "Wah! Oh my god!"
Yeah.
Which is to say, she got a nat 1.
Oh no,
no.
So she is sickened Bree. 2. Next in the order is Casca.
Okay.
What do you do?
So let me get this straight. This thing is. Mud or
it's like a big fungusy mud monster.
Fungusy mud monster. So how
moss and like slime and it's gross.
Actually, you know what? First, she's probably gonna heal herself, and she's gonna use her
healing gloves.
She's gonna use her healing gloves, yeah. And that is that.
It's only one action to use.
Yeah, it should be one because it's on her hands. 13, 15, 16 HP back. Thank God. And she is going to test the waters for a little bit and use there's my level 3 spells heightened burning hands, so it's going to be 5d6 damage.
Okay. Holy shit, go for it.
21 damage.
Okay. You ready this fireball to hurl at the big scary monster, which you have grown to assume that most plant creatures don't like fire.
That's what I thought would happen.
So you're surprised when the flame does burn at it. But actually not very well. You see the mud around its body hardening. And you're like, oh. Well, that doesn't look like it hurt as much as it should. Oh, dear. And it looks at you, Casca, and it goes...
Don't fucking sass me.
Don't use that tone of voice with me.
Which is to say, it looks like it took less damage than usual from that attack.
Yeah, I had a feeling because of the mud, but I just wanted to check.
Mm-hmm. And Isseror, I don't know. Is he going to come down to the stink?
I don't know if he wants to. His nose is sensitive.
I think he's probably going to stay up here. He doesn't want to risk that. Iker, it is your turn.
Stay up here in the safe boy zone.
Are you going to...
Okay.
What are you gonna do?
Iker is going to inspire some courage.
Okay.
He always likes to handle he always likes to lend a helping hand. So everyone's got that plus one. He's going to summon monster.
Oh shit.
Yes.
What's he gonna summon?
What the is there one that flies besides the bureau?
Let me check.
I don't want to summon the bureau.
Summon it on top of him so that way it just crashes down.
Okay, so yes, but there's not. They're not particularly good. You could get like a method, which is like an air elemental.
But they're not good?
They're not as strong as, for example, the animated armor. But that can't fly, for example.
Yeah, the animated armor is going to sink in the mud.
Okay, so you want to get... Your flying options are the Bloodseeker, which is like a giant mosquito.
God, no.
Or a Mephit Elemental, which is like a tiny elemental.
Let's
you could also try summoning an imp or a quasit, but like I don't think you want to summon devils and demons here.
No, I don't. Fuck that.
I presume you want to go for an air elemental, right?
Yeah.
What does this thing look like? What animal does it look like?
I think that it looks like
a bitch. Yes.
I think it looks like a bitch.
Okay. We'll say it looks like a giant hummingbird. All right. Yeah, well, not that big. It's like halfling size, we'll say.
Yeah.
So
like bigger than a real hummingbird.
Mm-hmm.
It's already bigger than it should be.
Okay, so it can take one action now to fly towards the shambling mound, and you will have to spend actions in the future to control it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is Bree's turn. And Bree is gonna try her dang hardest.
I love her.
Stan.
By trying to smack it with it, with her thing. She is sickened, so she's not doing great, but she's gonna like, she pulls out her huge great axe, which is one action, and she's like, don't worry, I got this! And she doesn't got it at all. In fact, I think she stumbles forward a little bit and falls into the mud a little bit.
Oh no.
Bree, no.
No.
And trying to look cool in front of her son, she tries again. No, she doesn't hit it. She's actually looking a little bit worried because she's not looking particularly cool in front of her son, but she is trying.
She's trying her best.
I think she looks cool.
Alden thinks she looks cool.
Alden, it is your turn.
Okay. Alden is worried about his mother. But he is going to... I think he's gonna head... It took like a step back, right? So I have to move?
Yes, it has moved back.
Okay, Alden moves towards it.
Into the mud?
Yeah.
Okay, this is difficult terrain.
Okay. Well, he's there. And then he's gonna try and attack. He's gonna use the last two actions to attack.
Okay.
So... Oh, shit. Here we go again. A 4 plus 16 is 20.
That's a hit. Roll damage.
That's 6 plus 4, which is 10 damage.
Okay.
And then he's gonna do it again.
Go for it.
With the longsword. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, technically both longswords. The cold iron longsword.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 plus 15.
Okay, so that is... 23, 24, whatever it is.
23.
Thank you.
Okay, that's an 8 damage.
Okay, nice. You're chopping into him. And it's gonna... As it attacks you, Alden.
Okay.
One of its tentacles misses you entirely. But it then it goes for Bree.
Bastard.
No.
And that also doesn't hit.
Good.
It's gonna try one last time to get Bree. Oh.
leave Bree alone.
It rolled a nat 20.
Could you please?
I don't want Alden to become a double orphan.
You could maybe not kill my mom.
The ultimate power play. Killing your fantasy mom.
No! No! How dare you?
Way action. 16. 32 damage. As it really wails on Bree, who actually, like, wheezes in pain, and she is slipped out of the mud into the air as it is grasping her. And she looks at it, and she's still coughing and gagging, and she kind of squints and says, "You're kind of handsome. Wanna, like, talk about it instead?" And the shambler instead says, she's like, "Language barrier. I can work with this."
I can Alden's mom, because I too am a monster fucker.
She is not looking well at all. That was a powerful hit.
Oh boy.
Everyone make me a fortitude save.
Including me?
Oh, not you.
Damn it.
Hell yeah.
I rolled that one.
Uh-oh, sisters.
Okay.
29.
Okay, you're fine, Casca. However, both Alden and Bree are getting sicker from being close to these shrooms. So that is, you're sickened to Alden, and she is sickened tree now. Which means that you will take a minus 2 penalty on everything.
Okay.
Okay, Casca, it is your turn.
She's going to try to heal Bree and heighten this one as well. So it's a level 2 spell instead. So it increases by 2d8. Okay. Oh wait, that's the wrong dice. 3, 8, 11. So she has 11 HP back. And this thing isn't really within range of her to use her her spear, huh?
No, you would have to take a step forward, and you just spent some time healing Bree, who does, like, wave at you, and she's like, "Thanks!"
Hey, no problem. Wait, can she... No, I don't know if she... I should recommend throwing her spear.
You could throw it, but, like, you don't know what you're going to do that first.
Yeah. I think she's just going to ready her bow and arrow.
Okay, you're pulling it out.
Yeah, she's just gonna stab her her spear into the ground and take out her bow and arrow.
Okay, nice. Iker, it is your turn. You have your mephit humming around the shambler's head. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell him to.
You spend
go
one
ape
action
shit.
To give it two actions.
Okay. Yeah. Go double ape shit. That's my act. That's my directions.
Okay. So you're telling it to just peck at it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is real fast trying to... it flaps its wings real hard at it, causing up a little gust. And it doesn't at all. It's gonna try again. It doesn't.
F.
You're starting to wonder how strong this thing is. It is a giant hummingbird, so that should tell you everything you need to know.
No.
You have two actions left. What do you do?
I sure tried. Okay.
Summon another one.
Yeah.
I'll summon so it's a swarm.
I'll summon some more fucking hummingbirds. I'm going to... Oh, he keeps singing.
Mm-hmm, okay. Remember that you can use your reaction to keep that for multiple rounds.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay, well, make your performance check.
Maybe I fucking will. I don't know. It's plus 14. I don't know if I keep forgetting that. 25.
Okay, yeah. Your performance bounces. You have one action left. You're just gonna sit there or what?
Now he's gonna take out his Rancer.
Okay. So you take out your Rancer. Cool. It is Bree's turn. She's going to try kick her way out. She's trying her best. She's like,
I'm so useless.
You just don't want to get close.
Yeah.
Bree actually manages to kick her way out of the thing, and she falls back into the mud with a squelch.
Oh, no.
And she's like, all right, so not the talkative type. And she looks at you, Alden, craving approval. And she tries slap it. She doesn't slap it.
Oh, no.
And she's going to try again. She doesn't.
What the fuck?
Hang on.
With a plus one from Iker?
Plus one from Iker?
Milf writes!
Damn it, Ritz, I was drinking something.
Iker says she, Milf writes!
She slams into its tentacle with her axe, and oh boy, does it hit. That is 12 damage. Oh, no.
Plus one for Micker.
It's actually 17 damage.
Oh!
And Alden, you see a spark of that Felstab ferocity.
Terrifying.
Alden, it's your turn.
Alden yells, hell yeah! And then he's gonna attack, because he's not out of range this time.
Yeah.
That's an 11 plus 16.
That is a hit. Roll damage.
8 plus 4 is 12.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And then he's gonna attack again.
He is?
Yeah! Sorry. Okay. That's a 5 plus 15. That's 20.
That's a hit. Roll damage.
8 plus 4 is 12.
Another 12? Dang, yeah, you're wailing into him. He's not looking good. He's starting to drip and ooze.
And then I think...
Kind of hot.
Right.
What?
This thing is 25 feet tall.
Goddamn monster fucker.
Yeah, that's why he's hot.
Okay. Okay, he's gonna attack one more time. Is that at a minus 5?
A minus 10.
Or a 10? Okay, mm-hmm. I was just making sure.
This isn't using your two-weapon fighting anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well. Okay.
What did you get?
He's using his, the cold iron one still. So that's a 16 plus 7.
16 plus what?
Plus 7.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's a hit, you asshole. Fuck you. I was like, 16, that's not... Oh. Oh.
And that's a 7 plus 4.
It's 11.
It's 11.
God. This thing does not look well at all. It is, in fact, blubbering in pain. It is its turn. It's going to attack you, Alden. It doesn't like you anymore. You are no longer its friend. You are uninvited from the party.
Oh my god.
You're uninvited to the tea party.
That is a 10 plus 15. That's 25.
Is that against me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it does hit.
That is... 17 damage.
Okay.
And it is also grabbing you.
Okay, so we had max HP at the start of this, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
It's going to attack you again, Alden.
Is that 14 damage or 17?
17.
Thank you.
Alden does a 13 plus 10, 23 hit.
Oh, that is my AC. So.
Okay, so it's going to attack you again. Oh, sorry.
Oh, shit, guys, I'm at 69 HP.
Hell yeah.
Hey!
You did just take 27 damage.
Okay. Okay, maybe not 16. Son of
a you were there another for 20... a little bit, dude.
Was it an, is that another 27?
Yes.
Thank you.
And that is its turn. Everyone make me a fortune save.
Except for me.
You know...
I think at this
at
point...
At least it's not a nat 1. so I got a 15.
I think at this
okay,
point...
Okay, actually, yeah, that passes. Casca, you are actually immunized to this because you've gotten used to it.
Okay, cool.
Bree takes a deep breath and, like, snorts a bit, and she's like, I'm getting sick of this. Can we just kill it?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Don't worry, I have something up my sleeve.
Casca, Casca, use your sleeve.
Cool.
It's your turn.
Make me a reflex save.
Oh, son of a bitch.
This is a scary sentence.
You were real mad when you said that one. That is 8 plus 8, 16.
Ooh, I'm going to tell you that that is... looks at my DC. That's a crit fail, my dude.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Count the dice.
Oh, there's no kill like overkill. What is this?
7. 10. 18. 25. 30 damage times 2.
He had 11 HP. Stop! Stop! He's already dead.
Oh, 30 fucking damage, my dude.
What was this?
It was lightning bolt.
Oh
no. Oh no. No.
What?
If you like that.
Oh no, KK, what have you done?
It's a 60-foot line.
Casca, you pull back, and with a grin on your face, you blast lightning into this creature, and it arcs through its body, and you see it like jolting, and like lightning flares into its eyes, and it starts to shudder. And it looks back down at you and clenches its tentacly fists, electricity continuing to arc through it.
Did fucking repower him?
He is glowing yellow.
You're fucking me right now.
Casca?
Casca?
Casca.
Hey, Derry. I'm gonna fucking slit your throat to the bone.
Casca.
Casca.
No more lightning.
Here's the thing, though, Derry. Well, I have one more action. I have a bow and arrow in my hands.
That's true. So you see this thing, and you're like, ah, shit. And then you decide you're gonna kill it because you cannot. You cannot do this.
Oh, hey,
no
Derry. Nat 20.
My God.
Oh my god.
Roll damage.
About it, right?
Remember that this is deadly. So.
Jesus.
So this creature is like, yes, you've powered me up. Oh no!
Hey, Derry.
Yeah?
Max damage. So that's 10 damage to it. Times 2.
Oh.
Fuck. Can I get an F in chat?
So no. What happens is, Casca, you charge up this creature, and you see it is vibrating with impressive speed. And then you're like, fuck that, and you shoot it right through the head. There is an entry hole and an exit hole. And it stops there for a second, and it's like...
and then it fucking... giveth, and Casca fucking taketh away.
She taketh the fuck away.
She just looks at this empowered creature, she's like, oh, you... fuck off, and then she just shoots it through the head, like, just fucking die.
Yeah, the message awesome. That Iker summoned fades away into the air, and Bree kind of, like, stumbles to her feet and continues coughing and saying, holy shit!
Are you okay?
No, oh, that's okay. Did you see that?
Yes.
She points at Casca.
Right? Yeah, Casca
no,
does
not,
that.
She looks up at you and says, what?
What?
I mean, I didn't know that it would charge it up, but I sure as hell did kill it.
You did? You
sure fucking did.
Thank God.
She looks back and says, wow, I was really scared for a second. Can we get out of this?
Yeah.
Let's go. Do you need any?
I'm okay.
Are you
no,
sure?
I'm all good.
I can heal you if you need it.
It's okay.
Okay.
She steps out of the area of effect. However, Casca, as you're standing there, you have served. You crit twice in a row on your fortitude saves, so I think you're able to stomach the terrible smell.
Yeah.
So you are able to get the mushrooms which Arabanek has been asking for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But as you're looking around, there's also some mushrooms that you recognize.
Oh, shit.
There are black rattlecap mushrooms.
Ooh.
Which you know could be sold for a nice sum of money to the right person. However, it's unlikely that there's many people in St. Gilmore who will be able to do it. But if you knew someone who is more in touch with the power of nature, we'll say, I'm sure you'll be able to find someone who would be willing to give you a pretty penny for it.
She takes it anyways and she says, this will be nice for the future.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you defeated the Shambler. How are you guys all doing? You have now the mushrooms that you were supposed to take.
I was like, thank God that's over. That was gross.
Sure was an experience.
It was disgusting, and I don't like when enemies use my magic against me. So it's a good thing I could still kill it while I had the chance.
Yeah, you guys look disgusting.
Hey, fuck you. No offense, Baron, but oh my God.
No. You all deserved.
Brie kind of like looks on and says, wasn't I cool? Did you see me?
You were very cool, Mom.
She actually looks kind of nervous, like that you weren't going to think she was cool.
Oh! Why would I ever not think you're cool?
Can we rest, maybe?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Absolutely, yes. I'll make something for all of us.
Yeah.
So you guys set up camp. Do you guys say anything as you rest, or is it sort of just getting more stories from Bree about Alden being a baby?
Absolutely getting more stories about Alden being a baby.
Alden's gonna kill him.
Okay, so I think what happens is Casca is preparing the meal because she just hunted some grape berries. And Alden, I think you are like setting up the campfire. And Bree is just chatting away to Iker, and she's like, Alden isn't really like his father. His dad was much more of a book kind of guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a wizard.
Oh!
Yeah. His name was Frodon. He was kind of not exiled from his group, his family in Belkson. But they certainly didn't appreciate that he was so peaceful compared to the rest of them. So, like, you know, I met him, we went on an adventure together, we stole an old relic from an old orc tomb, and, you know, we had to run away from leave the country, and, you know, we had a bounty on our heads for a while from those orcs, but we got away. We were able to make a family together.
And in the end, that's really what counts.
Isn't it?
Fucking bounty on their heads.
They got away.
She kind of looks at, like, I think when Alden isn't looking, she kind of like looks at him quietly. And in a much lower voice, she says, he looks a lot like his dad. They've got the same smile.
Well, I can see where he gets all his good qualities.
Mostly from his dad. I was I mean, I taught him to love adventure and stuff, but I'm not really as careful. Hopefully Alden's kind of careful when he's with you guys.
Yeah.
He's not, is he?
No.
Alden, so Alden like looks me. Up. Alden looks up and he's like, "Are you shit talking me, Iker?"
I'm not gonna lie to your fucking mom. What?
7 days and 6 hours.
Oh my god.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You guys rest up.
Dice Wall Roll will return after these messages.
Hey everyone, and thanks for listening to another episode of Dice Will Roll. We hope you're enjoying the bi-weekly madness we're doing right now. Bi-weekly, oh my god, I didn't realize that was a joke. Okay everyone, well I hope you're enjoying the bi-weekly episodes. If you didn't listen to last episode, episode 20, which is Howls and Heroes, I would super recommend you do. Because, you know, you're missing out, plot. You kind of got some stuff spoiled by now, but look. If you've listened this far, hopefully you have already listened to episode 20. I want to give a special thanks to the people who are making this possible. All of you, but especially our Patreon supporters. So that is Annabelle Parker, Archfighter, Eamon T, John the Book Hoarder, King Anything, Leon, Murph, Paige Headington, Pink, Roxy Deegan, Sierra, SS66 Seeker, Susan TD, Tyler, and Valerie. You guys are phenomenal. Dave, Ritz, KK, and I are so excited to be able to put out 2 episodes per week. It means that we're putting out more story, and that means, you know, we get more feedback, and it means we get to play more, and it's excellent, and it's great. This is turning out to be a great summer, and you guys are a huge part of that. If you want to join our Patreon, it's very easy, and for prices as low as $1 a month, you can be getting great stuff like having your name called out in each of these things. Which, by the way, I've come to love every single person I read out. I'm like, ah, good old Paige Headington, or thank you, John the Book Hoarder, that kind of thing. So if you want, you know, a special place in my heart, which sounds a bit cheesy, $1 a month, I guess, on top of that, for $5 a month, you can get bonus episodes. Right now, it's the 5 episodes of our first time playing Dice Will Roll, which was with a paladin, a sorcerer, and a bard. Ritz really likes playing bards, but unlike this time, he was an actual goblin the first time. Zebediah Ghoulrock. Great times. If you want to pay even more, like that's about $10 a month, you can be getting a character on the show like Arbonac Ashtian, the tiefling alchemist, who our heroes have just slain a shambler for. By the way, that fight really got a good giggle out of us when we finished recording. We spent about an hour talking about how great that was. But then also like Knock is by Murph. I really, really like putting these NPCs into the show. So if you want to give me some more people to throw in, absolutely. Chances are, because of what we're recording, they won't show up until Book 3, but hopefully that won't stop you. Definitely come in. Book 3 is not that far away now. We're going to start getting into some real cool stuff soon. If you want to join the conversation, you can come down to our Discord at tiny.cc/dicewillroll, or find a link in the description. We have a great little community there. We talk, we joke, the hard questions are submitted there every week. It's just a lot of fun. On top of that, you could always join Kilcella, Heart of Heroes. Our, it's a weird cross between a Discord server, an MMO, and a game of tabletop. Basically, it is a big ol' open adventures board with tons of sort of play-by-post adventures going on, all set in the Kingdom of Kilcella. We're actually putting in a big update today. We are adding Lizard Folk as a new ancestry that you can play as. And we're actually adding a new class on top of that too. So hopefully that's enough to sort of hook you in. If
you want to join, you can find a link to Kilsella, Heart of Heroes, in the description. If you're enjoying the show, let us know. Leave us a review on iTunes and tell us what you like about the show, characters you love, characters you want to see more of, etc., etc. It really brightens our day to see an iTunes review. And also it gets more people to listen as well. You could also hop in to a Discord that you're in and tell your friends, hey guys, look, I found a really gay, TTRPG podcast. And they'll be like, whoa, hey, have all our money. And you'll be like, what? The secret to getting everyone's money and love was to just tell them about a podcast? I'm going to tell everyone. And then you'll rule the world. That's right. Everyone who tells someone about this podcast will end up ruling the world. Don't ask. Don't question it. Just do it. I promise. Make sure to check out our Redbubble, which has some stickers that we're selling. And also hoodies and t-shirts, but mostly stickers. Those stickers rock. We've got Art by Ritz, which has all the Kingmaker's different faces and a sorority accounts. And we've also got little Pride Dice by KK. So definitely check that out. Again, link in the description. Thank you guys for supporting the bi-weekly madness that we're doing right now. We'll have another episode, episode 22, up on Thursday. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. Enjoy the rest of the episode. MILF rights. See you around. Do you want to make a podcast, but you're just not sure where to start? Do what we did and try out Anchor.fm. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. For one thing, it's free. There's also tons of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. It'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even some places I've never even heard of. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So yeah, you want to make a show? Go for it. Download the free Anchor app today or go to Anchor FM to get started.
We now return to Dice Will Roll.
Morning comes and Bree is up nice and early and she's like, well, you guys ready to go to the Barbarian Tomb? Because like this,
sure,
this swamp stuff is cool and all, but I'm really excited to go into a tomb. I love tombs.
Hell yeah.
Don't worry, that's I'm excited too.
So are you guys going to get moving? Okay. It's actually pretty uneventful down along the Gundren River, or the Gudrun. So nothing particularly interesting happens until you get there. And you are consulting the map that Jubilos Nartruple gave you. Or rather that you bought from him that had all the interesting stuff on it.
That motherfucker.
The one that Casca has gone pretty close with as well.
I made you for them. Hey, they did a good thing for us.
I'm kidding.
But as you explore, she's like, so where is this tomb? Have you guys ever been in a tomb before?
No.
Nope.
No?
It's great. Oh, wow. Like, there's spider webs and, like, you know, there's probably going to be, like, monsters in there, maybe. Or, like, maybe just pests, maybe rats and stuff.
Go in tombs often?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, my God.
It's great. You find so much treasure in them.
Well, I can imagine. Fair.
So what's the story behind this tomb again?
Well, apparently it was a barbarian king's tomb, and there's supposed to be a sword. I think it's broken, but it's a lit sword. And that's why I wanted to come here so badly.
She kind of makes a face and goes, yeah, this barbarian king, his brother, took the sword from him, and this king came back from the dead and took his sword back.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is kind of cool.
I wouldn't say it's the coolest tomb I've ever been in, but you know what? And as she's going in, she's like, oh, wow!
Huh?
And you guys actually see an isolated barrow, a mound, which looks like the earth near the top of the mound has subsided, which there seems to be a crack in the side of the tomb.
Alright.
She's like, oh, this is gonna be good. Alden, you're gonna see me do so much cool stuff. You're gonna be like, whoa.
I'm always like, whoa, Mom.
She looks at the rest of you and says, do we want to go in?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you do. You enter to the side of the tomb and make your way inside.
Gosh, we do not go into things very often. It's usually just outside. It's so weird to see, like, the
yeah.
room.
Yeah, the last rooms that we've went to were what? The
lizard rooms?
The lizard frog tower. That one.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
The one hollow that we had to go to where we saw the mites.
Those mites.
Those fucking mites.
Yeah.
So the walls of this octagonal chamber are decorated with crude mosaics of simple village life, hunting, fishing, and farming. A thick carpet of guano covers the floor.
They just shit everywhere?
Ugh. It's crawling with insects. What else are they gonna do?
And the sharp tang of ammonia hangs in the air.
Oh god, they piss here too.
They shit
and piss. A cobweb-filled tunnel to the east leads deeper underground.
Ugh. Is this their fucking bathroom?
And then
the
you hear
to their bathroom.
Noise.
Oh god.
What do you do? Because it looks like a new pile of guano was just added.
Uh-oh, sisters.
What?
The source of the sound is up, then?
Up?
Like, if it dropped, then the
yeah.
thing that made the noise.
Is on the ceiling, perhaps.
Icar looks at the ceiling.
Would you look at that? There's a ton of bats up there.
Oh, fuck.
And a few of them are stirring. And one of them looks at you.
And I look at him.
And it looks at you.
And I look at him.
And it shrieks. And all the bats start to awaken.
No!
Everyone roll me a quick initiative.
Son of a bitch.
13. I rolled a 16.
Okay. First in the order is Casca. Casca, there's a whole load of bats which are flying around and chittering and snapping. They don't like that you're in here. What do you do?
I mean, try to take as much of them out at once, right?
Animals.
Fuck, they're animals, that's right.
Ooh.
Son of a...
That's what we're doing. That being said, there seems to be like a gate past them if you want to rush through.
Speak with animals. Level 2 spell.
Oh!
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
That could actually work, I think.
I think so.
Okay, do you want to try that?
Yes.
Okay, so you cast Speak with Animals on yourself. Can you understand them or... What's the story?
Speak with animals. You can ask questions of, receive answers from, and use a diplomacy skill with animals. This spell doesn't make them more friendly than normal. Fuck. Wary and cunning animals are likely to be terse and evasive, less intelligent, often make inane comments.
Okay, well, what happens is they are... You now understand them, and they're saying, what the fuck? What the fuck? Where did light come from? Hate this. Skits. Hate this. What the fuck? Holy shit. Fuck.
We're not here to hurt you.
Who said that? Oh shit. I was asleep. What? Like, there's a lot of them.
Oh,
you have
shit.
To calm down the crowd, KK.
You think I'm good with crowds?
You can tell, though, from this that they are, agitated by the fact that you're in here.
We'll leave. We just have to get through the doorway.
You can actually make a empathy check, I think, to ask them to move a little.
Okay. What would...
I think... Yeah. You can make it a try.
Okay. And empathy would be just...
Diplomacy.
Okay. 24.
That's a crit.
Oh okay.
God. What do you say to them?
We just need to pass through. Is it okay if you guys move? We'll leave after that.
What the fuck? She can talk.
I'm a druid. I can understand you.
What the fuck?
The bats, I think, they kind of like clear a path for you. In confusion, they're like, ugh.
I mean, I guess this might as well happen.
Right? Yeah, they are very confused.
This thing is talking? This thing can talk?
Bat life is already so goddamn weird.
Bree sees this and she's like, let's go, come on. And she starts rushing recklessly through, trying to be a big damn hero.
Yeah, sure.
Oh dear, okay. Yeah,
that's like, all right. And then he follows his mom so as to not let her get hurt.
So you guys make your way past, and the bats resume until they are able to get back into their place. You are now in the next part, right? So hooray, you talked down the final boss of the campaign. Well done.
The bats.
Just a bunch of bats.
Just a fuckload of bats.
One of them was Dracula and you narrowly avoided him.
Yeah, you actually just about avoided Dracula.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know we were playing Curse of Strahd.
It's good for Castlevania, but yeah, that works too.
The dark and spooky Halloween night.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. So you now enter the second part. Four tunnels exit this circular chamber in the cardinal directions. Four large monstrous faces carved from stone leer and grimace from each of the walls between the tunnel entrances. A skeleton sprawls face down in the middle of the room. Do any of you want to try recognize what these faces mean?
Yes.
Roll me a religion check. What is your religion modifier? I'll have to do that.
My religion modifier is plus 9? Yeah, plus 9.
Alden, you recognize that these are faces of different depictions of Iomide.
Oh!
The
David sits up.
So, like, they all look kind of angry.
Yeah.
So, like, so you say this to the others, and it looks like it's got something to do with Iomide, the goddess of justice. Casca, you take a second and be like, because this tomb looks much older than Iomide.
Oh. Can she try to roll religion?
Yeah.
It's plus 4.
Yeah, that's not Iomide. That's not Iomide at all. What? Alden rolled in that one.
Oh.
I sit back down.
The four, the stone faces are representations of the four winds, incarnated as malevolent elemental spirits. There is a skeleton face down in the middle of the floor, by the way.
Is he okay?
He's alright, but he died.
Oh, too bad.
Bree is looking down into... So how'd he die?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. These are actually the four winds. Representations of them, at least. So...
I hope he gets better.
You know, as better as a skeleton can get.
Maybe. Are there obvious signs of death? Like a big sword through his chest? Excuse me.
Do you want to check it out?
Yeah.
Okay. You step closer, Icar.
I do.
And suddenly, Casca, you see something.
Oh.
The faces seem to inhale.
Okay. Ica.
Too late. They suddenly exhale, and black tendrils of mist slap out, and they're all going to try hit each of you. Oh no!
Fuck.
First one is a 22 against Icar.
22. Yes, that hits.
Okay. That is a 15 against Alden.
Like a 15 to hit?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't hit.
Probably. 7 plus 12, 19 against Casca.
Nope.
And 9 plus 12 against Bree. Nope. So all of you duck out away except Iker. This one pushes past your lips into down your throat into your lungs. Make me a fortitude save.
What? All right. The tendrils?
Yeah. It's a tendril of mist.
Oh, that makes sense now. Oh, yep. Not 20.
You cough that mist up and you're like, not today.
I don't have a gag reflex. Joke's on you.
You say that and Bree blinks at you.
He coughs. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
It's okay.
God.
So that was a trap. Just like a real tomb. That was my fault. I should have I should have checked.
No, it's okay. I usually step towards things like an idiot.
No, but I should have told you not. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
She looks to Alden for approval.
Alden gives her a thumbs up.
She gives you a weak one back. So you have three rooms that you can go into. Up ahead, to the side, to the other side, down low, too slow.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not gonna address that.
Okay, what I'm saying is there's north, south, and east.
Yeah. Let's go north. Unless you guys want to go somewhere else.
North sounds good to me.
Alright. Sure.
You move your way up to the north. And there's walls of crypts here. Dusty chambers decorated with mosaic scenes of hunting and battle. As six tombs line the walls, the resting places of respected warriors.
I'm not touching anything. I'll make that known right now.
It's probably a good idea. I guess just look around and hopefully don't fall into any traps.
You actually hear a noise.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't even do anything this time.
And you see the tomb slowly pulling open.
Oh.
And one by one, from the tombs, six skeletons pull out.
Oh.
And they're kind of like... And they come forward towards you to try kill you. And Bree says, oh, skeletons, these are easy. We'll show them who's boss.
Alright.
So a ton of skeletons come out. We're going to continue using the initiative we had before because, you know, that ended fast. Iker, it's your turn. There's a bunch of skeletons all one by one beside each other. What do you do?
Iker's going to move to the front of the group, and he's going to cast Sunburst.
Okay. So they rolled a 6 plus 3, which is a 9.
No. No, God, no. Actually,
roll damage. Yeah, it's a super big crit fail.
Oh, yeah, it is.
F
in chat. 3d8 plus Stefan.
Okay.
16.
Times 2 because it is doubled. That's 32. They only had 14 HP. Iker, you run forward and kind of like push a hand out and yell. And as you do, a shockwave of sound blasts through the chamber. And these skeletons rattle and each one by one turn to dust.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Nice job, Iker.
Thanks.
And Bree's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the support.
She looks at them and she's like, "Yeah, you really one-shot six skeletons, huh?"
I mean, they're made of bones.
Yeah, I know. That was really cool.
Thanks.
She looks a little self-conscious.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Iker puts a hand on her shoulder and he's like, hey.
Hmm?
It wasn't all that cool.
Oh, come on.
not as cool as your big fucking axe.
Yep, my big fucking axe. She looks at you guys and says, well, that was a crypt. Is there anything in there?
I didn't check.
Let's see.
You just look around, knowing that's really worth anything.
Bad luck.
She looks at you guys and says, well, I don't know. What's the plan?
Well, there's two other rooms.
Yeah.
Well, which one do we want to go to? The south or the west?
Let's go south.
Hell yeah.
You start going towards the south, and as you approach it, you can tell a lot of the stuff on the walls is very similar to the stuff that was near the north.
Mm-hmm.
Which is warning you that it looks like it's going to be another crypt.
Alden's like, I think it's going to be the same as, or not the same, but similar to the last room that we were in. So.
I can take him.
Okay.
Hell yeah, get it.
He's behind her.
Bree stumbles in, and as expected, a ton of skeletons pour out. So are you guys going to let her at it?
Alden is going to let her, but he's standing really close. He's not standing right behind her, but he's standing close enough that if she needs help, that he's going to help her.
Iker's cheering from afar.
So she rushes forward, and skeletons start coming out. And she misses the first one.
Can you please...
Please, Derry, please.
The second one she does hit, and she does destroy as well, which is great. And she's gonna try attack one last time. She does attack another one, and does destroy that one too.
Hell yeah, Bree! Like,
hell yeah! Look at me! And then the other skeletons descend upon her.
Yeah. God damn it.
Okay. They are... Ooh. Yeah, all the skeletons are kind of piling up on her. And you see her eyes flash as she realizes the folly of her ways. As the skeletons start ripping and tearing at her body. It's not good. What do you do?
Alden is going to try and help her.
I don't even take, like, these are level zero traps.
Yeah, like, Alden, like, he's like, oh god! Seeing his mom be threatened, he's like, not today. And he just kind of, he whacks at him.
I think it takes you guys about 2 seconds, like, about, you know, 20-30 seconds to clear out these skeletons. They are very old and very bony. And she kind of like exhales and she's like, I didn't need help. I'm okay. Don't worry.
Listen, you're my mom. I saw you get hurt and I was scared.
No, you get hurt all the time in your adventures, right?
Yeah, but you're my mom.
You're my son. It's whatever. You saw me take out 2 of them at least.
I did. And it was really cool, Mom.
Yeah.
Super baller, Mrs. Alden's mom.
That was the worst sentence I think I've ever heard you say.
I did it for you.
Thanks.
Alden's mom has got it going.
Oh my god.
If Iker was by.
She kind of like...
Are you?
No.
She kind of looks and says, I mean, there's only one place left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Want to lead the way?
I think it's probably better one of you does.
I can lead the way. It'll be okay.
And you start to enter the final room in this tomb. And you see that the walls are adorned with a plethora of weapons, shield and armor, and tattered banners and standards. Interspersed among the displayed arms are carved scenes of battle, pillage and conquest. The carvings are caked in flaking pigments that were once brightly colored, but many have been defaced. Apparently repeated blows from a weapon. At the far end of the room, a withered corpse lies in a state atop a stone catafalque, its bony hands clutching a sword against its chest. You see the sword you were looking for, Alden.
Alden's sticky fingers.
Okay, Bruno.
Bree looks at you and she says, "This is the treasure you guys are looking for, right?"
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't trust that corpse isn't gonna get up. So
it's a reasonable fear,
like, especially because of the story that Casca said.
Yeah,
I'm gonna risk it because I want that sword. But
of course, you are.
God damn it, we're gonna get to kill it first, aren't we?
Yeah,
as is life.
You do hear a cough from the chamber.
Hold inside.
And then, like, it tries to play it cool.
It pretends it didn't cough.
It's like, I fucking heard that.
And then suddenly it stumbles up. Gets up from its thing, and you can see that sword is actually, like, literally half snapped in half.
Oh,
shit. And it looks at you guys, and it kind of, it kind of looks at you guys, and what you see before you is something a lot more chilling than old skeletons or bats. This is clearly a former king. He wears chainmail and furs and a once beautiful cape and a helmet, but his body is desecrated by undead. Bone pokes out from parts of his arm where flesh rots away from where his jaws were, and he stares you guys down and he says, "You have come to desecrate my tomb. You've come for my sword."
Maybe.
"Like my blasphemous brother before me." "Oh, you shall get this sword. You shall get it to your flesh, which was rended from your bone." And he starts, like, shambling towards you. And Bree kind of looks unsure and she's like, "Wow, he's, scarier than I thought he would be."
A little bit.
I don't know, I think he's kind of silly. just a little bit.
He continues to stumble closer, and you see as he approaches that there is nothing but death and vengeance in his eyes. Bree clutches her axe and says, "What now?"
"Kill him. Double kill him, because he's already dead, kinda.
Triple kill him if we're lucky."
If we're lucky.
What does that even mean?
You know what it means.
All right, I mean, we'll give it a shot.
Be okay.
Let's do a fight to the death. Or undead, as it were.
Nice one.
And so, the lonely warrior stumbles forward, ready to add you to his collection.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.